everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。今天呢，有个好消息要告诉大家。总是有朋友问我们口语要怎么提高，英文要怎么提高更快。当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。那除此之外呢，上直播课，有问题直接向老师提出来当场解决，进步就更快了。所以早安啊，免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么参加？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就能加入我们的免费直播群啦。Max 老师、Cecilia 老师，还有很多中外教，每天都在群里免费给大家上课。有英语学习的问题呢，也可以在群里问我们。上万人都听过我们的免费直播课咯，赶快微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字参加吧。Max, I'm so excited to finally have this chance to talk with you.
What are you talking about? We talk every day.
Oh, I mean talking on a specific topic. I really want to hear your opinions on this one.
Now you're making me curious. What's it about?
The British royal family, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle.
Oh, them. You know they've announced that they would step away from their royal duties, right?
Yeah, but here is something new. They're sitting down with Oprah for a two-hour tell-all interview.哈利王子夫妇最近参加了奥普拉的访谈节目，爆出了不少猛料哈。那形容这个节目 tell all 就是说他非常的坦率，好像和盘托出一样哈。
Yeah, I've watched it. It really deserves some discussion.
All right, let's do it. 那我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。So, basically, the couple were not happy in the past years, right?
Yeah, you can tell by the way she said. I was really ashamed to say it all at the time, and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry especially, because I know how much loss he has suffered.
But she also said that she knew that if she didn't say it, that she would do it, and she just didn't want to be alive anymore. 那都到这种轻生的地步了哈，确实比较严重了。我记得他们的儿子阿尔奇好像是没有正式头衔的吧哈，这是因为什么呢？
According to Meghan, there were several concerns and conversation about how dark his skin might be when he was born.
啊，就是说王室曾经有过一些担忧哈，他们担心的点呢，在于这个孩子生下来他的肤色会有多黑。
Yeah, she also said the family had had those conversations with Harry, which were then related back to her.But she declined to reveal who was involved with those conversations.
It is also said that she is at odds with her sister-in-law, Catherine. 传闻梅根和她的应该说是妯娌哈，就是凯特王妃不和。那这个与某人不和，我们可以说 somebody is at odds with somebody.
Yeah, but she said that unlike what the reports say, she was the only one that cried, not Kate.
Did she mention why?
Yeah, she said...And I quote, a few days before the wedding, she was upset about something pertaining to flower girls' dresses. It made me cry. It really hurt my feelings, unquote.
哦，就是说这个凯特对花童的裙子不满意哈，所以呢，梅根感到特别的受伤，是吧？那这里有个结构叫做 pertaining to, 就是关于、有关的意思。
Like somebody's attitude pertaining to an issue.
大家有没有听出来啊？就是说某个人关于一件事的态度。诶，我还真有点好奇一个人的态度哈，就是哈里王子。一般男士们是不是会对这种妻子和自己家的矛盾特别苦恼啊？
Actually, he said himself he was trapped as well.
He what? How could a prince born into privilege have been trapped?
Trapped within the system.Besides, he believes his father and his brother are trapped too. He has huge compassion for them because they don't get to leave.
Wow, so Kate, Prince William, and Prince Charles are all in her crosshairs. 凯特王妃、查尔斯王子和威廉王子都没有能逃过这波火力哈。那这个 crosshairs 就是射击的时候呢，瞄准镜的那个十字准线。所以说 ，somebody is in somebody's crosshairs， 就是说被某人瞄准。成为某人的靶子。
Yeah, only the queen spared their ire.
只有女王躲过了他们的怒火。那我还挺想知道哈，就是王室听到了他们这番言论啊，是个什么反应呢？
Well, Buckingham Palace did issue a statement on behalf of the queen. It says, The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years has been for Harry and Meghan.
就是说得知过去这几年对于哈里和梅根来说这么艰难哈，全家人都很难过。
The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately.
他们提出的问题，特别是种族问题，十分令人关切。尽管一些回忆可能有所出入哈，但是王室家族依然会严肃对待，并且私下解决。
Harry, Meghan and Archie will always be much loved by the family members.
哈里、梅根和阿尔奇将永远是亲爱的家庭成员。哎呀，这个回应还是非常得体的。
The whole thing is quite astounding, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a bombshell. 绝对可以说是一颗重磅炸弹。那重磅炸弹我们叫做 bombshell, 也就是指这种意外消息、出乎意料的事情。另外呢，刚刚 Max 在说这件事令人吃惊的时候用的是 astounding 这个词。
Yeah, it means something is so surprising that it is hard to believe.
Right.
Here is a really interesting headline from the Telegraph. Forget hiding behind the sofa, the royal family needed a bulletproof vest as Harry and Meghan let rip.
就是说王室也别想躲着了。哈里夫妇这么爆料下去，他们得要穿防弹衣才行了。那这里面呢，就有几个很好玩的表达。Bulletproof 是防弹的 ,vest 指背心。Bulletproof vest 就是指防弹背心、防弹衣。另外呢，这个标题说哈里夫妇 let rip， 这个 let rip 就是开足马力，尽情的去做一件事。
I read an article calling this interview a tragedy.
A tragedy， 上来就说这个采访是个悲剧了。
Yeah， they say the act is like an assassination attempt on a beloved institution.
这个措辞还是比较激烈的哈，说这种行为就像针对备受爱戴的王室的一次暗杀尝试。Well, I guess this whole thing does pile pressure on the royal family. 那在某事上堆积，我们用 pile something on something 这个短语。那像我们刚刚说的，给王室带来了压力，就可以说 pile pressure on the royal family.
Sure, it has written a buzz. You know, critics howl in outrage.
确实在英国闹得沸沸扬扬的哈，各路评论家们都义愤填膺。A buzz 就是议论纷纷的、嘈杂的。Have Britain a buzz 就是说使英国议论纷纷。
Yeah, they are explosive revelations, partly because it involves race issues.
对，之所以这么的爆炸性哈，还是因为涉及到了种族问题。
One of the reasons this interview will be so damaging is that Prince Harry's marriage to a biracial woman really meant something to black and mixed race Britons.
的确哈。那这次采访之所以如此的有破坏性啊，其中一个原因呢，就是哈里王子的另一半是混血，对吧？那这对一些英国有色人种和混血儿们来说呢，是有特别意义的。那这段话里面出现了两个混血的表达，一个是 biracial， 代表两个人种的，还有一个呢，就是 mixed race， 混血，混血的。
All right, that's pretty much the whole story. Did it satisfy your curiosity?
Sort of, but I still haven't heard your opinions about it.
But I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.
好吧，那今天的节目就先到这里，下次有机会再聊。最后啊，大家别忘了报名参加免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这次免费的中外教直播课了。入群限量200个名额。想进入免费直播群的，赶快微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复“直播”就可以加入啦。That's all for today's podcast. This is Cecilia. Thanks for listening.
This is Max. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。